And the key here that many, many people miss is that your audience needs to find it meaningful too, not just you. So this isn't just about what you want to create. It's about what your audience needs and wants from you.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. This is a fun month because I have so much goodness that I am bringing to you as it pertains to your brand growth. That is the theme and the world that I am living in this month. And so if that sounds good to you and you are really ready, not only how to grow your brand, but how to work smarter and spend smarter and save smarter when it comes to building your brand, you are going to love today's episode. Now, before we get there, if you want to dive deeper into the concepts that I'm sharing today in this episode, I have a free bootcamp that I am doing this month. It starts next week on February 14th that is going to really help you re-clarify and re-strategize your brand direction and growth for this year. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to sign up for the bootcamp. Again, it is completely free. It is going to be over the course of 5 days. We're going to have 3 days of training and an implementation day. If you can't make all the days, that is totally fine. I will be sending out replays. I highly encourage you to make it live if you can't, but if you're working during the day and have to watch the replays at night, that is the next best option to do. What you don't want to do is not sign up for it. Again, it's completely free. It's really going to help you drive home a lot of the clunkiness and overwhelm that you're probably feeling when it comes to growth and strategy of late. So again, you can go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to hear more about it, read more about it, and sign up. And with that, my friends, let's dive in. Okay, today we are diving into the world of business growth and really your brand development. Now, we know that there are countless strategies out there, from branding to advertising to coaching to design. But what really matters is the order in which you implement them, because none of them are bad or wrong. I've done them all, and I recommend that you do too. But what is really important here is the order in which you do them in. And this is where the most, I think, costly mistakes can come in. The most costly mistakes in business are made because we do things too soon, or before we have the right strategy set, and before we truly know what our unique value is, so that we can really hit home and call in those people that need us most and really start to build the brand that we want. So, in order to hit those goals, it is important to first build a foundation. And today I want to share with you what that means, how to do it, and how I can help you do this with my totally free bootcamp that is going to save you thousands of dollars and time in the meantime. Now, first, we've got to talk about the formula that this bootcamp is based upon, and the formula that the Brand Accelerator is based upon. The Brand Accelerator formula is a pyramid that represents a 6-step framework that you work through to build a stable foundation on the ground level, and then you work your way up to the top. Each level builds upon the previous one. Now, if you want to see a visual of what this looks like, again, just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp, join the free bootcamp, because I'm going to be giving you a visual breakdown of this formula and its levels and how to apply it during the bootcamp. So again, that's juliesolomon.net/bootcamp. But I want to now run through these levels. Level one of the Brand Accelerator formula is efficiency. And this is all about how you manage your time and stay focused. Because without this foundation, you can build, but it's risky. You oftentimes feel overwhelmed, scattered, aimlessness, all of those things. So you gotta have to kind of think about it like a game of Jenga. If you don't have a solid layer below you, then you're building at the risk that things will topple at any given moment. And so that is why efficiency is level one. Level two is brand discovery. And this is what helps you differentiate who you are, where your unique place in the marketplace is, and how to bring those two things together. So I'm going to probably give away my age here, but I want you to think back to the early 2000s with Miss Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Yes, they were both incredibly popular pop stars, but their vibes right? Their brands were unique. On one side, you had Britney, who was at the time portrayed as this goody-two-shoes. And on the other side, you had Christina, who was a little bit more edgy. Both were singers around the same age. Both were blonde. Both came from the Mickey Mouse Club. But it was a strategic decision that their teams made to differentiate them. And that was part of how we discovered them as a brand and how they really brought their brand to the marketplace. So that is why brand discovery is so important.
So I am doing something this year that I have never done before, and I want you to join me for it. It is a free 5-day brand building bootcamp. Now, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to get the details. But I want to let you know that if you are someone who is already saying, you don't have the time this year, you don't know the best next step to take, or you just need someone to hand you an actionable game plan, this brand building bootcamp is for you. It is time to re-clarify your brand strategy, remove content overwhelm, and create a sustainable business. And this is what the brand building bootcamp is a lot about. Why I'm inviting you to this free virtual event, I'm going to be showing you how to solidify your strategy so that this year is finally when you solidify your audience and revenue without being drowned out by the noise of every online marketer telling you that their program or their this or that will solve your problems. During the free 5-day brand building bootcamp, you will clarify your brand strategy and message, remove the overwhelm of content creation so you can monetize your brand and scale sustainably. By the end of our time together, you're going to have a clear direction on your content strategy for the rest of the year, tools to increase your social media presence, and an easy to implement brand growth strategy that you can put into action immediately. I did share some of these strategies last year in a small session that I did, and there was an incredible woman, Stacey Asis, who is a digital creator. And this is what she said about what I'm sharing with you during this bootcamp. She said, "Julie, I just wanted to say that since your free trainings, I have learned my unique value, figured out how I wanted to niche down, and only 2 weeks later, I have grown by almost 3,000 followers and my engagement is out the roof. Just hit the 10K mark. I am already seeing crazy proof that it works." I mean, do we need to hear anything more? Just go to juliesolomon.net/bootcamp to save your free seat, and do it soon because the bootcamp starts on February 14th. Yes, Valentine's Day, my friends, and you will only be able to get into it for the next couple of weeks. So don't miss out.
Once you have laid the efficiency, laid the brand discovery, then you can go to level 3, which is brand development. And this is when you clarify what you offer and specialize in. Brand development goes beyond the surface and really starts to piece together the business strategy behind your brand. While it's one thing to offer something on the outside, it's another thing to feel clear internally on what you specialize in and want to be known for. And for many personal brands, it can be easy to get attention. We see people do that all the time. It can even be easy for some to start making money because there really are infinite possibilities of what you can offer. But getting really clear on how you want to help, serve, sell, and specialize is almost like the inner brand of your business. And that takes development, testing, and interaction. And that is what happens in level 3. Level 4, messaging. And this is where you focus on refining your message and content strategy. It's one thing for you to be clear on who you are and how you serve, but making sure that it's clear to your audience is one of the most challenging pieces of the puzzle that so many face. And that is why that is so vital with that refining piece. Now, once you have your message refined and you've got that content strategy going, then you can step into level 5, which is community. And this is the bridge that is built between the messaging that we just talked about with your ideal audience and buyer and your community. Building community to me is really that transition from having, I don't know how to say this, an audience or just a following, to having a real meaningful relationship with the people in your world so that we get them ready to buy whatever it is that you are selling now or that you will want to sell in the future. And the key here that many, many people miss is that your audience needs to find it meaningful too, not just you. So this isn't just about what you want to create. It's about what your audience needs and wants from you. Then we get to level 6, which is everybody's favorite level, monetization. And while this can happen before you perfectly build out all the previous steps, right? I'm sure some of you are already monetizing, even though you don't have levels 1 through 5 that I just mentioned perfectly laid out. It really is once you do the work of the previous steps that your options at this level really unlock. Monetization is about understanding the different types of revenue streams available to you, how to generate them, how they all work together to feed your greater brand and business ecosystem, and then being discerning and strategic to choose the right one or ones for you in this season. Now, the more that you have levels 1 through 5 really laid out, the more that you're going to get to choose here. Because I know that there are so many of you that feel strapped with the monetization that you're doing right now because it feels like a have to do for you instead of a get to do, or it's fun to do. Oh, you know, I have to do this brand deal, or I have to work with this client, or I have to take this one-on-one call because I don't have another way or another means to make money. If you're seeing this happening, it's because those levels 1 through 5 have not really been strategized and seen through as powerfully as they can. But when you do this and you start to rinse and repeat, this is how you actually build brand sustainability. It's really simple. It's steps 1 through step 6. It's efficiency, brand discovery, brand development, messaging, community, and monetization. And by combining these strategic steps, what happens is a holistic approach is created where each step here enhances and reinforces the previous. Each level works together to build your brand's identity, to deepen audience connections, and most importantly, to position you as an authority. Now, back in 2016, I started the online education business that you see me have today. And I started to support people with my online courses, and things were going well for a few years until about 2020 came around. And during this time, I just kind of hit a plateau. I was feeling drained, overwhelmed. I was really lacking the passion that I had once had. And I think for me, what I was craving was just a fresh approach, a new way of doing things that wouldn't require a ton of time away from my family. So on a fall night, I remember wiping the kitchen counters down. I tucked my kids into bed and I got to work crafting the formula that I just shared with you that could pull me out of the rut and propel me forward. And within an hour, there it was, the brand accelerator formula, steps 1 through 6 to supercharge my brand. And within 6 months of implementing the formula that I just shared with you, I landed a multi-6-figure book deal with a major publishing house. I was getting paid offers to speak on stages and to share my work with a larger audience. I was getting bigger and more impactful and better partnerships and brand deals. It wasn't so much one-offs anymore as it was larger partnerships and ones that really felt aligned with my brand and who I was. And then from this, a new consistent plan of action followed. And I was able to call in more of my ideal audience, get really streamlined on the offers that I wanted to create, get really specific and discerning on what kind of partners I wanted to work with, the network that I wanted to have around me. And I was able to get over that plateau. And I was able to increase my sales, my podcast reach, hit the bestsellers book list, and impact thousands of more lives with my work because of this formula.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I went from just being known as just another content creator, just another course creator, just another podcaster, to one of the go-to experts and authority in my niche. And this cemented my brand to a whole new level of visibility, impact, and influence because people were starting to see me at a new level of authority. Brands were starting to take notice and see me at a new level of authority. Do you know how much more money you can call in? How much more you can negotiate? How much more premium of a price you can put on what it is that you sell when you are actually seen as an authority in what it is that you do? When people look at you and they're like, oh, She specializes in this. I trust her. She's worth putting my money, my dollars, my belief behind. When you go from being just another person on the internet, and I don't even care if you've got a lot of followers, or maybe you've gone viral, or maybe you've had some money, there is a distinct difference between being just one of 15,000 other people that do the same thing versus someone that is seen as a go-to authority in their niche. And that is always going to be more valuable. And it's not just me that got to experience this transformation. There is a student of mine that took the Brand Accelerator program last fall named Stacy Assis. She's a content creator who once went through the free bootcamp that I've been sharing today. And she discovered the best way to niche down her content from just a health and wellness space, right? She used to call herself a health and wellness content creator, to specifically a gut health and hormone health recipe creator. From the free bootcamp, she learned what her unique value proposition was. And she took her unique value proposition and she discovered how she could use that in her content. So she was like, okay, I'm going to test this thing out. After she got off of one of the free bootcamp trainings, she sat down and she created one reel showcasing this new, I don't want to say new, but this kind of more clarified, unique value proposition that she had discovered. And literally, just one piece of content, that one reel, got over 200,000 views within a matter of days. And it also helped her gain 3,000 followers within 48 hours of posting it. Now, I think it's important to share that before this happened, she was sitting around 5,000 to 6,000 followers on Instagram. And typically her views might have been, you know, 500 views for something, 1,000 views maybe for something, 400 views for something. Within 48 hours, she went from 500 views to 200,000 views and gained 3,000 followers within 48 hours. And since then, this was fall of 2023, less than 6 months since then, it has gone on, that one piece of content has gone on to help her gain over 40,000 more followers in less than 6 months. Not only has she seen huge follower growth, but it's the engagement that's happened. It's the community that she's been able to build. And it has allowed her to kick off her new year with one of the biggest brand partnerships that she's ever had. The brand is way more aligned with what it is that she's doing now because she specializes in that gut health and hormone health track. And she's already been able to double her revenue from 6 months ago. So yes, this is simple. The steps 1 through 6, the brand accelerator formula that I shared, it's simple, it's foundational, but it's also super powerful when you put it into action. And I think that there's something to be said about basics and about simplicity and about foundation. I think so many times, so many of us are just looking for something that is just revolutionary or something that is just going to knock our socks off or something that is new or sticky or the next big thing or the quick fix. And I really have come to find that the more that I root in to the simple, the more that I lean into the foundation, the bigger and more powerful my brand becomes. And it's not just me that's experiencing this. It's students of mine that took that leap of faith and had the courage to say, okay, I'll sign up for the free training. I'll sign up for the free bootcamp, and saw just in the free content how transformative this can be. And so if you want to see this for yourself, if you're curious, if you're like, this is interesting, if you want to see a visual of how all this is broken down, I'm a very visual person. So it's one thing to hear it, but I need to like see it and hold it. You're going to get a workbook. You're going to get a slide deck. You're going to get all of this stuff that you can actually visually start to consume and get into your brain if you join the bootcamp. juliesolomon.net/bootcamp. Join for free. You're going to get the replays. It's going to be great. But most importantly, I want you to give yourself the gift of really owning and honoring what can be simple and foundational for you and also super powerful. Now, I want to talk really quickly about 3 guidelines to build your brand that will allow you as you grow to build and have multiple income streams. That's always, I think, the dream, right? Monetization, diversifying your income streams, multiple income streams. And it really comes down to 3 guidelines. And I'm going to be deepening the concepts of this on the bootcamp as well. But one, you got to get clear on not only your desires of what it is that you want, but you got to get clear on what it is that you do well versus what it is that an audience wants from you versus what is needed in the competitive landscape. Then you got to know how you want to be perceived, because that's all that branding is. Branding is not a logo. Branding is not your website. Branding is not content. Branding is your reputation. It is how people perceive you, your content, your message, and whatever else it is that you throw at them. And as long as what you're throwing at them is positioned and corralled mostly to where you want it to be, then great, you're doing great. But most people have the problem of not having that corralled mostly to where they need it and want it to be. And so this is where that free bootcamp is really going to come in to help you refine that. Third guideline, we said 1, get clear on your desires, 2, know how you want to be perceived, and 3, stay focused. Again, it's about simplicity. It's about keeping your eye on the prize. It's about having a clear plan of action to follow. And this is why I love helping people with this, because this is where my passion comes in. My passion comes in taking concepts that can sometimes feel very complex and very overwhelming and very out of reach for people, and breaking them down in really simple, digestible bites that you can immediately take action on. This is not about overwhelming you with a bunch of content. This is not about having to go super deep into a bunch of like heady emotional stuff to where you're like, oh my gosh, do I now need to go to therapy, or do I now need to read a book? Like, what do I need to do? This is about giving you really good digestible bits that you can say, oh, this makes sense. Let me take this and go finish out my recipe. If you think of it like baking a cake, I'm going to be giving you the bits of the recipe. For you to finish your cake is your personal brand. You need X amount of sugar. You need X amount of flour. You may need X amount of chocolate or coconut or vanilla or whatever choice flavor you want in your cake. You're going to need X amount of baking powder or baking soda. You're going to need some eggs. I'm giving you those little digestible bits so you can go and finish baking your brilliant, amazing, beautiful cake that is your personal brand. And that's why I love helping with this so much, because I see the transformations. I can see how quickly and easily and simply people start to see the big wins. So the next steps here is really about realizing that these secrets are not secrets and they're not about overnight success. They really are essential pillars that support the foundation of a sustainable business, one that really resonates deeply with your audience while also reaping the rewards of a substantial and engaged following. I want you to hear me when I say that. What I'm going to be teaching in this bootcamp and what I just shared, I laid it out here. The Brand Accelerator Formula, they're essential pillars that support the foundation of your sustainable business, and one that resonates deeply not only with your audience, but with you, while also reaping the reward of a substantial and engaged following. So if you're currently in that phase of trying to get through the maze of unraveling the mystery behind successful brand building in 2024, if you're ready to transform your online presence in a way that is easy, simple, fast. It's not going to be a get rich quick kind of thing, but the process is easy. It's not going to be heavy logistics. It's not going to be some cumbersome kind of crazy puzzle that you have to piece together. This is simple step by step by step stuff. If your brain is good at learning that way, mine is. I can retain things really well when they're simplified and broken down. So if you're anything like me with that, and you're ready to transform your online presence into a powerhouse that aligns seamlessly with where it is that you want to go in easy, digestible steps, if you're looking for more clarity, direction, and a simple strategy, then the free brand building bootcamp is going to be a great next step for you. This isn't just another free bootcamp. Nobody's got time for that. This is not about quick fixes that may work for a week. It's a quick but very immersive experience designed to help you navigate the next best steps for your brand development. Again, we're going to be kicking off on February 14th, and this is specifically designed to help you reclarify your brand strategy. So it doesn't matter if you're starting brand new or if you've been at this for a while and you need some clarity. It's going to help you reclarify or clarify your brand strategy and remove overwhelm so you can create a sustainable business. So if you're hungry to learn more, if you feel scattered and directionless and just need some new, fresh insights, this free bootcamp is your chance to not just read or listen about how to do it, but to start implementing the changes with me as your guide in real time. And that's really what makes the bootcamp so special, is that we get to do this together. It's going to be live. It's going to be in real time. If you can join us live, if you can't, it's okay. I'm going to be sending you replays. That way you can join when it's best for you. But if you can join live, I suggest you do so, because it's magical. The live moments really are. They're special. They're magical. There's just wisdom that's shared, and there's just an energy there that you can kind of take with you as you go along. And you can join me from anywhere. anywhere you are, sweatpants optional. You can join me from a phone, a laptop. I do recommend, if you can, joining me from a laptop or desktop, just because I've got a lot of graphics and spreadsheets and things like that to share. And so I, you know, it's just going to look better on a bigger screen, but showing up in any way that you can is better than not showing up at all. Now, another thing that you may be thinking is like, Julie, if this is so great and amazing, why is it free? Well, I like to serve my people. I've said it a million times and I'll say it again. I always give my best stuff away for free. If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, then you know that. I have had this podcast since 2017, have consistently dropped an episode every Wednesday since 2017. Now I'm doing Mondays too, but I love to serve. I also know that it's important to get really good, valuable, quality, free content from the people that you're considering working with. You know, if I was going to buy a car, I wouldn't buy it without testing it out. Probably wouldn't buy a house necessarily sight unseen unless it was just a great deal. So I like for people to come into my world into a free space. I like for them to experience my teaching style, my methods, this formula, because it's so transformative. And whether you decide to come with me in the future or not, because there will be paid stuff to come, of course, but I really do believe in giving away quality content for free. That's how I built my brand. It's part of my strategy. It's part of the strategy that I teach and share. So I have to practice what I preach. So yes, there will be paid stuff to come, but the bootcamp is free because I want you to get in here. I want you to experience it yourself. I want you to see that the transformation that Stacy got from the free bootcamp is possible. And if that's where our journey ends, amazing. If you decide to stay along on the path with me and join the Brand Accelerator later behind a paywall, that's amazing. Either way, this is your journey. I am just here to serve up really good quality content for you that I know without a shadow of a doubt is going to help you this year. I know no matter what you decide to do after the bootcamp, you are going to leave that bootcamp better than you came in it. And there's no amount of money that I could put on that because that's really what it's all about. So again, it's juliesolomon.net/bootcamp. Thank you for joining me today. I did give you a really good, valuable piece to what is to come. Those levels are great. If you want to re-listen to this episode, write those down. You can start to kind of see how they play upon one another and build upon one another. And then I'll see you in the bootcamp to deepen the concepts of all of this and to give you some really good, quick strategies to start implementing. So again, that is juliesolomon.net/bootcamp. We get started next week and I will see you next time, my friends. Same time, same place on the Influencer Podcast. Talk soon.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.